Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Yes, yes, here we are, just getting a little deeper into this wondrous new year. And, boy, what fun we can make when we start to get creative and pretty clever and, just so many tricks up our sleeves to share with you. So, and before we get started, I want to share with you, of course, that prayer that helps guide what we do here. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we could all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. So that's the guiding light of my life, of this show, and just love to, bit by bit, to keep calling forth the gifts of the universe with guests that help us in every possible way to make a wonderful life and to make this dream of a beautiful world come true. Before we get started, I want to give a thanks to the sponsor, AdvancedLivingComfort.com, that keeps the show on the air. If you take a moment and visit AdvancedLivingComfort.com, you will see an item that people like Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reverend Michael Beckwith of the Agape Church and Star of the Secret, many others, they plug in this tiny little item, and it enhances their environment, brings positive energy home and workspace into the car as well. So check out AdvancedLivingComfort.com. And now, here we are. Oh, boy. We're kind of thinking to ourselves, well, there's a whole lot going on in the world. And there's, of course, this wonderful glimpses of beauty that is just so much it brings tears to your eyes of the goodness of people, and then there's some folks running around with a nasty attitude, like whatever compelled some of these international banking families to spend centuries and to teach from one generation to the next all the ways that they could gather all the money of the world and not really do much good with it. Well, I guess that was their goal because they're doing a fabulous job of it, but we need to have something else happen with all the resources on the planet. So let's go hug a banker until they start to get nice and instead of greedy, huh? In the meantime, here's a new year coming up, and we're going, well, can we turn to someone and get some insight? Oh, absolutely. Talk about a wonderful, wonderful opportunity in our show today. There's a fabulous woman. You may have heard of her before. Her name is Athena Starr, and she's got a book out called Celebrities in Spirit. These are wonderful people. We'll name some of the names as the show goes on, but people like Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, other familiar names, Elvis, John F. Kennedy, I mean, just neat people. And what she has done is been in contact with these folks, written this book as they continue to share wonderful support and advice for us. So if you haven't heard of Athena Starr, let me give you a little bit of information. Athena has been a visionary consultant, a teacher, a spiritual messenger for 20-plus years, and has a master's degree in human resources from Central Michigan University with several years' experience in personnel management. And she is an ordained minister. She's a Reiki master and has acquired holistic esoteric training throughout various spiritual foundations and mystery school teachings. And, of course, the mystery schools are most fun because they won't tell you where they're at. They keep that a mystery. Just kidding, folks. It's a whole different thing about mystery schools. Some of the things we'll never learn unless we go to special schools. So Athena's done that. And then she's worked with thousands of clients worldwide in giving life transformational sessions, seminars, teleseminars, for people's personal, for their career success, empowerment, prosperity, relationships, spiritual development. I mean, this is broad spectrum support, as you're beginning to summarize here. She's assisted dignitaries, corporate officials, and world teachers. And she has hosted local TV and radio talk shows in Hawaii and is a frequent national radio and TV guest. Her articles are published in many national motivational magazines and some of the e-zines. And Athena provides transformational consulting services both in person and long distance. Yeah, by phone, yeah. So, okay, get ready. You can call this woman to help you, support you, and to create wellness and success. And she is available also for professional speaking and workshops and different media interviews all over the world. So let's welcome on board our guest, Athena Starr. Hello, hello.
Hello, good evening. It's a great pleasure to be with you tonight, indeed.
Well, thank you, Athena. I'm just so thrilled and delighted. When I got a copy of your book, I held that information in near my heart, and I prayed, and oh my gosh, I said, okay, God, show me, because when I looked at the list, and would you go over some of the people that are on your book, because I shared a couple of names, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, but there's so many others. Would you tell us the others that are in that book?
Yes, if I can recall them now. There's a total of, there's 14, and they all were very, very indignant and focused with me that they were the ones to be in that first book. Princess Diana opens up with chapter one, and then it goes with Elvis. Okay, each of the beings in the book are, they're celebrities that we've known on Earth. They're great teachers, and they all have a focus with one of the light rays, one of the what we call the color light rays. So, for instance, Princess Diana is the magenta ray, compassion. Elvis is he's connected with the blue ray in spirit, and this has all been transmitted from them. And so they are master souls in their own right. So the information that comes through in the book is from them, in conjunction with the ascended masters of each of the light rays that these great celebrities are linked in with in spirit. And all of them, many of them had tragic departures, short-term lifespan, but they were profound. You know, their missions were profound, just like you mentioned, JFK, Princess Grace, Elizabeth Montgomery, who only passed away at the age of 42, but she was a great inspiration in, we all remember Bewitched, but she herself is a master soul and very great teacher of peace. And let's see.
Wow. What I love, I mean, just to for the listeners, just to kind of, strap into your seat, because these are the people that we haven't mentioned. Of course, Princess Diana, Elvis, Judy Garland, Johnny Carson, and then Jackie Onassis Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, that I went to first in Chapter 7. You mentioned Princess Grace. How about John Lennon? My gosh. Then someone you may not have thought of, but she put in the book, Howard Hughes. And then Michael Landon, if you were around for Bonanza days and some of his work in other TV shows, just an amazing man.
And Highway to Heaven. Remember, he did Highway to Heaven, and so that was his last show, Michael Landon. So he also a very great soul and master teacher. So in spirit, they have brought through these beautiful transmissions, and they all link in with one of the light rays, and they work in conjunction with the Ascended Masters. And it was as an honor. Of course, Mother Teresa, goes on without saying that she's a profound teacher. And it's delightful, but it's not about them. They're just the messengers of light in that book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the world. And each of them have their power keys, as you know, Martin Luther King, who this is his weekend, his power key is freedom. And so each of them have a power key in the back and in the end of the chapter, which is tremendous because it has the affirmations and also a great visualization that your audience can use to help tune into that particular key and meditate with the light rays that are connected with that celebrity in the Legion of Light.
Yeah. Perhaps, Athena, if there's time, as we cover different things, that was just wonderful because, like you'd mentioned, at the end of this chapter, and I don't know if there's typically something at the end of each chapter. I haven't had a chance to check it all out, but there's that affirmation, and then there's this visualization with a breathing technique that goes with it. So for me, as I read through this, it's in the format of an interview. So when folks are checking out your book, and it's just sort of like, okay, sit down and tune in. It's as though Martin Luther King from the other side was getting to talk to us, and that's what you're
exactly
providing.
That's exactly what it was. Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you don't mind, would you read just a short excerpt that's what I'm getting. If you don't mind, I don't.
Fine.
I don't have it in front of me. If you would do that for us, I think they would like that. That's what I'm getting from him. He's guiding you right now to read a certain excerpt from that chapter, question and answers, because it's profound and it's his message for today.
Okay. Well, we like that. And let me check this thing out here. There was a question that was asked, of course, what is your message for the world today? And I can certainly share some of that with you because I love it. It speaks, it says, the founding fathers of America. And then you mentioned next, the America, if we take the anagram of it and switch the letters around, one way to do that is I am race.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the race consciousness and the non-discrimination was his keynote. And here's America, this land that that declared, and you had some of that earlier in the chapter, our Constitution and what a powerful document that is. And he speaks of that. And then what does he say? It's like here, it goes on. The founding fathers of America set the stage long ago for this nation and the world to bring about the awakening of humanity to real freedom. The words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence come from higher dimensions and speak to the hearts and minds of all to honor all human rights. The sacred words of these documents and other documents of truth came through from the legions of the Violet Flame the freedom flame, as a template for the world. A great being known as Master Saint Germain oversees this legion and is devoted to freedom and justice for all. He is the one who, quote, mysteriously appeared, unquote, during the signing of the Declaration of Independence and shifted the vibrations in the room so they could get this thing done. Master Saint Germain spoke briefly of the importance that the document be signed, as it was originated from the highest realms for the highest good of all. Master Saint Germain then disappeared as mysteriously as he had appeared. Well, since that time, there's been much distraction and digression from the original blueprint, but I come to you this day to announce that the blueprint in the ether has never been offset. My message, in common with many great ones before me and after me, was and is to set back into balance that which was out of balance in accordance with universal law. I come today to inspire courage and commitment to uphold the truths that are self-evident for all of humanity. This is the time for planet Earth to reclaim her balance, harmony, and strength. All people are now raised knowing that freedom is their birthright through integrity and peace, not battle nor hatred. My mission as Martin Luther King and its continuance to assist with the release of bondage and despair of all who are blindfolded and do not know they are the light and the truth. The legions of the violet flame lift many into higher knowing. Much has been done and is still being done to offset the discrimination among races, creeds, to bring all into unity according to higher universal law. Mankind has free will to choose its destiny. The words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," are as powerful now as they were then. The Declaration of Independence is a template set forth for all nations, intended for the highest good for all faiths and races. The day will come when all nations will come together in unity and cooperation. This is already decreed from the highest realms for manifestation within the next few years. I come forth to remind all that discrimination is of the past. It only holds society back from its true mission. All should stand forth in truth and justice, in spiritual attunement, in the name of the I Am, and in the principles set forth by the Founding Fathers. This message comes from the celestial realms to all races, creeds, and colors. All are one in essence. It is attunement with a higher self that sets one free. Let freedom ring loudly within your hearts and minds in knowing you have the power to change all. We sustain the freedom flame with the aim that all of humanity will ascend and be free in the light that never fails. When everyone realizes that victory and freedom is attained with the transcendence of fear and judgment, then the greatest victory reigns. So that is what he had to say, Athena, to you in this wonderful, wonderful book you've written.
You read that so beautifully, and I thank you. I hadn't reviewed that one in a while. That, and it's profound. I mean, that came through from him. And there's no question. And as you're speaking, he's beamed into the room with us, yeah. Totally right here with us, his full presence. And of course, Saint Germain and the other legions in the violet flame, which we're all connected with. And I know BBS Radio is located, not the headquarters, are not too far from Mount Shasta, which is, you know, the home of, oh my, one of the homes of Saint Germain. His ascended retreat is there, and so he's very present with us, as well as Arcturus, who is the mighty Elohim of the violet flame, whose retreat and ashram is above the Swiss Alps, for those who don't know. So So I always link in with them first and foremost. I work very closely with Arcturus, mighty Arcturus. And it's said that Athena is the twin flame of Arcturus. And the name Athena Star came to me 10 years ago, but it also is one of the, it's the lead ship of the Galactic Federation. And I didn't know that when the name came to me. So it's not about me. I'm just speaking that Arcturus and the Violet Flame, Arcturus, the Elohim, is very present with us tonight. He just came in to our circle here. They're all coming in, linking in more directly with us as we're opening this up. But you read that so eloquently. They're saying so beautifully, and Martin Luther King thanks you. He's sending his blessing to you and gratitude for reading that. I don't see very well on the earth plane, but the words came through, and I had assistance with the book.
Oh,
so
great.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, wow, Athena, that's fabulous we can, there's one vision that we have with the eyes in our head, but there's, as you're reminding us, another level of vision that we can acquire that certainly goes beyond what we can easily see if we have good vision. So we talk about, well, reading between the lines, and now you're seeing beyond the normal realm of our vision.
So and the words of are so true. The blueprint of the Declaration and all those, the Founding Fathers' intentions, you know, the blueprint of their intentions is set. It's anchored in. It's not about them. Again, they were ascended masters, but it's that we must always keep it's keeping our focus and thought in knowingness. When we drop down from that and we buy into the stuff that's going on through the media or in the third dimension, that then we're not doing our job. We have to always hold that frequency of knowingness, or we should hold it as much as possible, and not divert from it. The single mind focus that Saint Germain talks about a lot, you know, single pointed focus always, you know, is so important for all light workers and everyone on the planet. So the energies, the vibrations of 2012 are tremendous in that there's a greater mass consciousness able to link in now with the fifth dimension and with the knowingness that we're talking about. And that holds the energy for creation, manifestation of all the wonderful restoration and balance on the planet, which is already there. It's just not visible yet on the third, on 3D. It's not all visible yet, but it is. And we're seeing tremendous miracles already in 2012. Have you noticed that? Things are shifting so quickly, and much more is manifesting more easily than it did before.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of that, and I would love to, for myself and our listeners, if you could take some time, please, Athena, and talk about some of the things that you're connecting to for this year coming up, because there's so many things going on. And it's, I think it was Martin Luther King that made mention, or someone in his movement, keep your eyes on the prize. So you're talking about that focus, that the prize being this place of freedom, of love, of for all on planet Earth. And there's things going on in terms of the international bankers and disease and starvation and disease, just plans for all kinds of stuff that some people have going. And so I don't know if you have a few things that you'd be able to kind of help that you've been tuning into.
Yes, I'm sure. If you want to ask something in specifically.
Yeah. Well,
specifically.
Sure. I mean, and we're wondering, I guess, in terms of of this year, there's I guess some of the stuff, will things be clearing up, for instance, in the Middle East, Iraq, getting the troops out of there as that country gets stable, and then there's, a lot of other things in that area to check in on. So that might be an important thing to have you share some comments about.
Yeah, since that's always, especially recently, it's there. There's always the cleaning up, the cleanup, the remnant, the residue, as we call it, that if we see it in a higher way, that we still keep doing our light work and sending the frequency of peace and the golden flame to all of the earth. And there's so many groups now doing meditations and prayer work and visualization constantly around the clock, around the planet. It's increased, they're saying, to the thousands and millions, actually. So this is helping tremendously to offset what the media loves to expand on. Of course, the media loves to expand on the negative and the fear and all of that, because that's their excitement, because that's the money. That's where they make the money. But the bottom line is, hold on here, I'm going to ask St. Germain personally, because he's in charge of justice and freedom, the shift. He's the father of the shift on Earth.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to just link in with him more directly here for that, about the in perspective of the Middle East. And again, every moment in time is shifting. So what is happening today will, next week, it's everything's moving so tremendously. The old, I'm seeing, they're showing me like these old remnants are still being released and purified in that area of the world. The old archaic thought forms of divide and conquer, that the only way for success or for land is to war, and to always be in conflict. That's it's a paradigm. It's a belief system that actually is in the earth over there. It's like has been ingrained in the earth, and so a lot of it has been purified and released through the last 10 years. Believe it or not, through what we, the United States, that war in Iraq, all of that seems like a waste and all that, but part of the higher, there's always, everything has a higher reason, higher purpose, even though we don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Part of that is the purification and clearing of all the old remnants of thought forms, ancient archaic thought forms of that, and bringing everything back into balance. And what I'm getting is that it was not a mistake to complete that. The Iraq thing, that was a huge wave of light that opened up when the rest of the troops came back in December. It opened up a great portal, they're saying, of golden light. And what's happening now in Iran with the threats and that strait being blocked and all of that, it's part of the game, part of the remnants, the game that's played. And The old, like the hornet's nest has been stirred up, the old archaic thought forms. So if we see it in this way, and we hold the light on it, and the knowingness that this too shall pass, or be transmuted, transcended through the flames of light, through the golden light, through prayer, then it shall be short-lived, is what I'm getting. We can all together help shift and change it. Rather than just be watching it, we can actually help expedite and accelerate the purification process. And one would say, oh, well, we don't have any power over those power-hungry people, the group we know, I don't want to even say their name, that rule the planet, so to speak, in quote marks. That's only an appearance. That's an appearance in thought form. And if we keep plugging into that, what do we do? We keep magnifying that. The what you focus on expands. And so we don't want to do that. We want to hold always what the words that were just said by Martin Luther King, hold the knowingness that this is already transmuted, transcended, that there is harmony and balance is restored now in the entirety of the Middle East, on all levels, dimensions, time, and space, and in that knowingness. And in this way, there's what they're saying. See, you, rather than an answer of yes or no, we're going to go back to war, what they're saying right now is that we have, at this pivotal moment, with all the frequencies of 2012, it's in our hands. We can actually shift that whole thing into an acceleration of restoration and balance. And the light workers can do that. So instead of contemplate or prediction, so those people get on the airways and start making predictions about, oh, we're going to, you know, this is going to happen and World War III is going to take place and da-da-da-da. They don't do any service to the planet. Those people are of no service. Well, in a way, they're messengers to be aware, but we all have a choice. Edgar Cayce's prediction, Nostradamus's predictions, we have choices in consciousness. We can shift and change all of that, all of those, and a lot of it has been shifted. So it's the same thing with the Middle East right now. Is this is a great opportunity. In fact, if I were on talking to, you know, 10 million people right now, which we're not, but if we were, the message would be to, hey, you guys, wake up. You don't need to sit there and watch the media and see, oh, what's going to happen here and there. Start working on it with the violet flame, the blue and violet flame, the flames of blue lightning through Archangel Michael. When you invoke the lightning, the blue flame lightning literally comes in and it dispenses dark energy, heavy-duty stuff from the past that is crystallized and stuck. It literally breaks it up, and the violet fire transmutes it. So when we invoke it through the Ascended Masters and we work together in group mind, we can create a volcano of shift and change instantaneously. Not that it's instantaneously over, but that it does make a difference and it shifts. And there's sound healing. There's all kinds of modalities. And so we used to do more of it, but more group by thousands and millions, focusing with the entirety of the Middle East will help accelerate and shift that rate through. I'm getting that it's short-lived. It's like a standoff thing. It's on that. It's like this movie being shown. Okay, this is what can happen. This is being presented. However, it need not go any further. It need not go into the depths and despair that have been predicted or by the naysayers or the fear energy, any of that. I'm getting, we have the power now. This is what's coming through from him. We have the power now within our beings to help that to shift. So I don't know if there's groups working on it, but we should be already doing that, getting focus groups and working on it day and night and seeing the entirety of the Middle East in a golden flame of a volcanic eruption that is a major shift of awakening and harmony and balance being restored, not just there, but with the world powers involved. And so it's a lot has been done in the purification is what I'm getting. A lot has been accomplished. And when you have an entire planet and part of the planet was stuck in this old crystallized vibration of whatever, and not just one part of it, but just the Middle East, let's just say, had these old paradigms of divide and conquer, and the only way to succeed is, you know, through battle and this and that. Okay, when you have that, then the rest of the planet can't come into balance, so it's like it all has to be purified and restored and realigned, and so everything plays a part. Even though we went to Iraq for that war, and it seemed like it was a wrong thing, it was a disaster, everything, there was a higher plan in motion for balance to be restored, and in the end, those who gave their lives and the soldiers and all of that are wounded from it, there's a soul agreement to display what all of that archaic stuff does over time, and that the only true power is through the light, through the, you know, in the end, that's the bottom message, right? That
yeah.
It is only love and light, that the only true power in the universe is love, and everything else is, it doesn't exist. So it brings it, it's a long answer to your question, but as I'm speaking, this is what they, this is the message that, that comes through, that that whole thing is not going to go into World War III. It's not going to be the devastation that's been predicted. It's not. And so we need to rein in on that knowingness and help accelerate the manifestation on the earth plane of what really is the truth. And we can do that. We have the power to assist those who are not awake yet or those who are in fear and doubt. We can assist them to do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm wondering, Athena, you had given a little bit of a description, and I would ask if you might be able to call forth a little more detail, because certainly it's of value to say to mm-hmm. me, to our listeners here, to everyone, that shift your focus of attention. I mean, and to call forth idea, concepts, visions of peace, of love, of people resolving their differences, and brotherhood being restored. So what I'm wondering is, or if you can connect with in any way, you mentioned something about a volcano of golden light energy, and there may be some other things that we could help enhance the visualization process to send some even more powerful vibrations in support of what you're talking about.
Exactly. And Martin Luther King's visualization, I think JFK's visualization, the meditation of JFK was the most profound in the book, but I think you have Martin Luther King's in front of you, but that doesn't matter. I'll just bring through what they would like us to use as a focus point for not just the Middle East, but the whole entirety of knowingness. And I do know that when you hold your EFT, is everyone probably knows what that is, emotional freedom technique. But when you hold your right hand to the center of your heart, just above the heart, it's the thymus, right, that point right there, and you hold your right hand to the heart center. And first of all, bring in, what is most important is to bring in a coherent energy link with the higher realms, with your God and Goddess self, with the divine, with God, with omnipresence, with what I do is I call in the entirety of the Elohim. There's 12 cosmic beings that are called the Elohim, and Father, Mother, God, Alpha, Omega, and I see it's like a ring of light, all the light rays, and I, as I go into a meditation, I'm just throwing this out here as a brief thing to do to focus with the entirety of the planet, and more quickly. It doesn't have to be a long exercise, okay?
All
so
right.
You can breathe in 7 to 9 counts, and as you hold your right hand over the thymus, do the deep breathing, breathing in 7 counts, holding 7 counts, releasing 7 counts, and you keep doing that in a cyclical way of several times over, and you go into a deeper space and invoke Father, Mother, God, the entire Elohim, all cosmic legions and councils. The cosmic being named peace and justice. And especially I invoke Mighty Arcturus, Saint Germain, the Legions of the Violet Flame, Sanat Kumara and Jesus Sananda of the Golden Flame, and Mother Mary, her legions of the Magenta, which is compassion, peace, and the blue of Archangel Michael and his legions of the blue flame of protection. And I just am focusing now, or just invoking those legions of light and becoming one as you're breathing in. Feel the oneness with those, all those legions, with in from the top of your head down to your whole being into the center of the earth. And if you're really tuning in, you can feel this beam kind of go through you and into the center of the earth. You can literally feel it, invoking the mighty I am that I am, Father, Mother, God, mighty I am. And it comes all into one golden sunlight, golden sun above you. Bring the golden sun down to the top of your head, down to the crown center, the third eye, the throat center, into the heart center, and invoking I am that I am, I am that I am. And let that golden light, golden flame, golden sun, and expand your entire being so you become one with that. There is oneness. There's nothing separate. And when you're there in that place and time, then all is possible. That's the space of all is possible. And as we're one with the legions of light, we call forth and expand this golden flame, golden sun, to the entirety of our country and all countries on planet Earth, and especially all areas of unrest. And we could just do an example with the Middle East right now. And we're expanding this energy now fully and completely, and calling forth all of the legions of the golden flame to invoke a full volcano of volcanic energy of transmutation, transcendence in the entirety of the Middle East and all countries, all continents linked in with it, all portals and all stargates, all mountain and water portals on the planet. We're linking in with them. I do this all the time in my work, so we're doing it even for those who don't understand what we're doing right now. It's okay. Just be with the energy. So all the portals and stargates are both receivers and transmitters, so they're helping us magnify all of this energy. As we're in oneness now with the entirety of the Middle East in a golden flame of light, all the remnants, all the illusions of the earth plane are dissolving. All of the unrest, all of the illusion on the third dimension of warfare, of divide and conquer, all the archaic thought forms of throughout time of we must conquer to survive, that there cannot be peace. What is peace? We don't even know what it is. All of that just dissolving now through the center of the earth in that area of the planet through the golden flame of the I Am. And we're asking Archangel Michael especially to come in now with his flames of blue lightning, his legions of the blue lightning, to ignite through the center of the earth, the entirety of the Middle East, all and any remnants remaining that are not of peace and alignment, peace and harmony, love, understanding, the I Am. So, and we're infusing the entire area with the mighty I Am insignia of the Intergalactic Federation of Light, down through the center of the earth, through the center of the Earth in that area that comes out to the other part of the Earth, which is actually the United States. If you go through the Middle East through the center of the Earth in the Middle East, you'll end up in the United States. So we're that's what we're doing. So we're doing it like in a circle, kind of a total circle, full circle energy here. I didn't know where we were going to do this, but I never know what they're going to do. Okay, so all the portals and stargates are linking in with us throughout all countries and all continents, mountains, the water portals, all the legions, the whales, dolphin legions, the Mayans, the Lemurians are the inner beings of to restore balance on the planet. They're all linking in with us right now, and all the Himalayan masters, the orders of the rose, the orders of the golden flame, the violet flame, the emerald ray of healing, the ruby ray of power, and most importantly, the ascension ray. Serapis Bay oversees that ray, so that's coming in right now, the ascension ray, and the ascension temple etherically is kind of linking in right now, so I have a feeling they're doing what they're doing is a special dispensation of releasing and removing something that is ancient. It has to do with not just the Middle East, but is linked in directly with us here in the United States. All is one, and it's going through the center of the Earth like a rotor right now, and it's just it's like opening up some portal that more than one portal. Okay, it's opening up several portals that were blocked in the inner Earth, and they were not able to do this before, they're telling me. They were not able to clear this through before this time on the planet because there was so much blockage. So it's clearing right through the center of the Earth like a rotor of the Earth where we are, and Mount Shasta is linked. This is great because the beings of Mount Shasta are orchestrating this. And the violet flame is just coming right through. And there's like this huge, not just a golden volcano, but it's a combination of all the several light rays, flames of light that are igniting through the center of the Earth and clearing some blockage that is ancient. And it has to do with the Middle East and the honoring of the self, honoring of humanity, honoring, it goes back into Atlantis, I'm getting back with the Star Wars, back with Orion, back with time frame that was, this blockage with the Middle East has been like a seal or something that would not allow. They could. It's like they couldn't get fully the higher message of the mighty I Am before. And it's beginning. It's opening up with the last 10 years, especially. They're saying that they could not, even if they wanted to. Some of them they couldn't. They were like programmed in some way, and it goes back into ancient archives of a seal. And that's being released right now. I know for some people this may seem strange, right? But I'm just going to go with it because this is what's coming through, and it's being guided from a very high level. So all of whoever are with us today in listening, you're helping us. You're linking in with us, and you're, wherever you are on the planet, you're assisting in this great activation dispensation that's taking place. And we will... If you ask in your heart of hearts to be shown evidence of the effect of this, of what they're doing, it'll be shown to you, whether it's in the media, whether it's some way, it'll come to you. It'll be shown that this is making a difference. It is having an effect. So they are releasing some old, old, ancient blocks and remnants of blindfolding that has taken place on different levels, astral levels, with that entire area. And therefore, it's like as it releases and is being purified right now, it's opening up an energy of a new thought form that says, Yes, all of you can honor each other. It's only the blindfolds, it's this the seal that was there that was blocking all of us and them to honor each other as beings of light. It's this unconscious program that has to do with the survival of the fittest and it was a crystallized unconscious program that was planted there. And it was planted in the earth in the Middle East. It was planted there, probably, I'm getting by the Orion, by the war, Star Wars, Orion. And it goes back, and it's like beyond this planet. It's just, it was like an infusion in the earth in the Middle East that would, and it's being released right now. It's being released. I can see it's like from the earth, under the earth, just below where the Middle East is, it's being cleared out.
Mm. Wow.
And it opens it, so as I'm seeing the strait now, that water is also being purified where that strait is they're talking about that was blocked.
Yeah,
and
almost.
Ships are gone over there. That water is being purified too. All the whales and dolphins are coming in and they're assisting too, and they're just swimming around. They're like, they teleport. And they're all in that area just working with this right now. So it's like we went through the center of the earth and we're moving that energy through. So I want to thank they want to thank everyone for assisting, because whoever are linked in with us on this call, some great beings are working with us physically as well as etherically. So it is definitely, and I can see, I don't know, some people that are seers are seeing this, and they can see the volcano happening. I know that. I can feel they're responding to us. they're like going, yes, they can feel it. So, see, it took, see, we thought we were just doing a radio show tonight.
Who knew?
Who knew is right. So, just that, again, we never know where it's going to go, but we go into those, the temples of light. We work with in the ascension temples. That's where I do my work, and many light workers do. If you open up and you allow the ascended masters to really come through, and you get out of the way, the clarity comes through, and so they can do this great work through us.
Sure.
And
now, what I'm wondering,
I'm glad you asked, because they're accomplishing a lot right now, and they're thanking you for hosting this show.
Well, it's I am honored to be in that presence, and we have just a couple of minutes left. Is there some guidance, because this feels so beautiful to be opening this portal and these portals and these passages and cleansing? Is there anything we need to do in terms of sealing this or protecting it or
Well, basically, and I feel like there's somebody that wants to call in on your to call in to talk to us. I don't know if they're going to open up the line if they have time to do that. But what I'm getting, okay, the words that you say after this activation is done is you just you affirm in the name of the mighty I Am. This is now locked and sealed. This special dispensation is locked and sealed and protected in the name of the mighty I Am that I Am, and so it is.
Okay.
It is locked and sealed. And so that locks and seals the grid. But basically they're doing it. The Galactic Federation are doing it through us. We're the ground team. We're linking in with them. But anytime when you're done any inner work, if you clasp your hands together three times and you just to ground yourself back, bring in the violet and the blue flame, and just affirm in the name of the mighty I Am. Hold, lock, and seal my entire being in the mighty Arcturus shield of light. The mighty Arcturus shield of light. The mighty Arcturus shield of light. And so it is, because the Arcturus shield of light is the most powerful protection on any level or dimension.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay. Well, this is, we've just, with that, we have completed the show, Athena, and this is spectacular. I thank you so much for taking time and for the blessing of all the beings of love and light through all the realms and dimensions that have been with us and supported this amazing, amazing time we've spent together and this opening this pathway and to be able to share this with others so they can further participate in this. This is truly a magnificent gift for the new year. I am reverently honored and just want to thank you and all of the divine forces that have been in support of this.
We thank you and for doing this global work because, again, as they're saying, keep the focus on it. So it's all golden light over in the middle. I can see it now, and I can see there's beings that are in spirit over the Middle East, and they're thanking us. There's like master souls that oversee, and they're thanking us. They're shaking their heads, and they're thanking us, like they're bowing to us. So that's the final vision that we're being shown. So that's a wrap, as we would say on the Starship Enterprise. That's a wrap.
All right. Well, blessings to you, Athena, to all my listeners, to all the beings of grace and glory throughout the universe.
Yes. Oh, yes, and my website is athenastar.com, and we'd love to speak to anyone.
Thank you, Athena, for mentioning that. So until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.